Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Acts chapter 14, verses 21 and 22. They preached the gospel in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God," they said. The missionary life of the Apostle Paul brings to mind some exciting pictures. We can hear the water rippling over the rocks as Paul preached by a stream. We feel the warmth and joy as Paul was welcomed into homes for a meal or to stay for a few days. Those times must have been wonderful. Then we remember that Paul was beaten, stoned, mocked, shipwrecked, rejected, ridiculed, and persecuted in many ways. How terrible those times must have been. What happened to Paul, however, wasn't the most important thing. The fact that people were brought to believe in Jesus, or that they were built up in their faith, that's what mattered. That could happen when Paul was strong, or when persecutions and troubles made God's grace shine all the more. We do not hear Paul wondering if it was all worth it. However, we do hear a realistic Paul say, "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." Paul is not saying his hardships earned him entrance into God's kingdom. That would be an insult to Jesus, who gave his life for him. What Paul wanted his listeners and us to realize is that going through difficulties is to be expected. As Christians, we are not exempt from suffering, but we are assured that God will help us. He promises to make our difficult times work for our good. He promises that evil will not overwhelm us so that we will lose our connection to Him. And finally, He promises that He will rescue us from all hardships on earth and give us a life in heaven that is free of all suffering. Lord Jesus, when I go through hardships as a result of following You and Your Word, remind me that these come as no surprise and that You are with me and will see me through them. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.